Whenever and wherever men and women go down to the sea in ships, there is a danger that they will not return. The first essential for a professional seaman or a weekend sailor is a respect for the elements, for the power of nature. The ship that can withstand a determined and angry sea has yet to be built. The seabed is littered with the skeletons of thousands of vessels whose builders and operators thought otherwise. For this reason, even today, fishing is on the list of the world's most dangerous occupations. Scores of fishermen die each year and thousands more are injured. In every corner of every ocean, men risk their lives to bring back fish for the dinner tables. This program comprises videos shot off the coast of America by the coast guards who risk their own lives to help those in peril on the sea. We begin in the North Atlantic, not too far from shore on an Easter Sunday. The four crew of the 65-foot fishing vessel Gambler out of Hyannis Port, Massachusetts, run into trouble just 5 miles from the harbor. They are returning, fully laden with 10,000 pounds of fish, when water begins flooding the engine room. The cause of the leak is not clear. Perhaps a bow plank has burst, but water is flooding in non-stop down below. As they are doing their best to pump out the vessel, the engine seizes up and they call for help. A Coast Guard helicopter from Cape Cod and a 41-foot rescue boat from Scituate respond. The helicopter lowers down a substitute pump.